beep, beep. I'm telling you, it just raises that song to a new level. That's the Kaiser Chiefs, Never Miss a Beat, by a new rock and roll mate, Chris Martin. When I was on the plane with him, okay, when we were coming back, he said, oh, you know, we've been listening to the station and hearing all these new music we've been playing. And I was like, all right. And he said that he really likes this song from the Kaiser Chiefs. And I said, yeah, it is good. Do you not think at the end, I swear to God, I asked him, I said, do you not think at the end they miss a bit of beat, 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 beat? And he said, that's the problem sometimes in the studio. You don't think about how it's going to sound out the speakers. He wasn't saying yes, but I never heard a no. So what I'm going to do today is go in the studio, add that, send it free of charge to Kaiser Chiefs management and say, just leave it with you guys, okay? So we are now Absolute Radio. It's 8 minutes past eight. And as Absolute Radio, we're not just going to bring you brilliant music, discovering old, great classics and all the best new music as well, like that from the Kaiser Chiefs. We're also going to do more and more fantastic radio, which you need to hear and need to enjoy. So Friday, we did a thing that's never been done with a big band before. Not just that this radio station hadn't done it, it's that no other radio station has ever been had the chance, been allowed to join a big band like Coldplay. What? They've sold over 40 million albums over the world. One of the world's biggest bands. They sell out America. They sell out all over the world. I think the tour in America sold out within like an hour. They are huge. But you know what it's like? You know, I found out when we were with the band that everyone that works on their stage show, which has been touring now for a couple of months and coming into this country in November, it's about 88 people. Most of them have been with the band for about 8 or 9 years. So, and apparently this is the same with Oasis and The Verve. Once you find your people, you stick with them. And it's like a little family, which is why they don't like strangers, who people they don't know or don't trust that might stitch them up or annoy them. Join them. So it was a big thing. And thank you very much to Coldplay's management and most importantly, the band as well, who couldn't have been any more accommodating, any more friendly to us. They were great with the two winners we took as well, Mark and Emma. But what you're about to hear is exactly what happened. And of course, it started last Wednesday when we had Mark and Simon, two guys, 50-50 chance of winning that incredible prize of joining us as we fly with Coldplay to join them at their gig in Munich Friday night. And we got down to asking questions about Coldplay. They'd sung their way into the final, but we're asking increasingly harder and harder questions about the band. And this is what happened when we were just about to find our winner. In February 2001, the band played their first gig in America. Chris Martin was ill, and by the second song, he